friends, thank you for joining us here on Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Liz. I'm so glad you're here for day two of our fitness article. Yes, day two. Yesterday, we started our fitness article. It's about high-intensity interval training, and it's something very popular right now, although the concept, why it works and why it's so effective, it's actually nothing new, but it's been presented and repackaged in such a way that really appeals to this current generation, and that's why you're seeing it in so many different health clubs and gyms. If you visit health clubs and gyms, and you'll see that it's offered in different ways, whether it's a personal training program, one-on-one with a coach or trainer, or whether in large classes, it's there, it's everywhere. And we're going to find out more why it's so good for you. This article covers 7 benefits. We've covered 2 so far, and there are 5 more to go. And with me to discuss these 5 more are Amanda and Peter. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So let's do a quick recap. What did we talk about day one, Amanda?
Well, we see that this HIIT trend is becoming very explosive and popping up all over in different places. And so we are introduced to what HIIT actually is in the first column of yesterday. And then we went on to just see the first 2 benefits that could help you if you do HIIT training.
Okay. HIIT, high intensity interval training. And we mentioned briefly yesterday there are different ways to pronounce it. HIIT, obviously, you just say every letter. Or some people call it HIIT. Then you have those who call it height. And then some people even call it heat. But for myself, I prefer either HIIT or just HIIT. And it seems like the writer prefers HIIT, too, because I see these different phrases in the article that it seems like he's kind of, or she is kind of playing with HIIT and IT. Kind of back and forth between the two. It just seems like it. Well, anyhow, as Amanda said, 2 benefits have been mentioned so far in day one. Okay, and the first benefit, Peter, what did we cover?
So the first benefit is you can break past your plateau.
Yes.
So whatever kind of exercise regimen you're on, maybe you've been exercising for a while or you just got started, but you're not seeing any progress. You're not getting any better. Well, this HIIT program can really help you improve. And so that's what this first benefit is talking about. Whether you've been doing it for a long time or just a little while, HIIT can help.
All right. Yes, HIIT can help. All right. What about the second benefit, Peter?
So the second benefit is talking about if you do HIIT exercises, mm-hmm. you will get healthier. And so this is for people that exercise a lot that are healthy already mm-hmm. and for people that are unhealthy. So it can help anyone, really. Mm-hmm. So, listeners, it can help you.
Right.
And really what it's talking about is your cardiovascular health.
Mm-hmm.
And HIIT programs really help get the blood pumping, and cardiovascular talks about anything with your heart. And that's really important because there's some pretty dangerous diseases mm-hmm. involved with your cardiovascular health, such as diabetes or, you know, any other heart disease.
Okay, so we have weight issues that certainly is plaguing a lot of the population around the world, actually. And it's important to find something that could really give you that healthier state, that healthier body. So it's more than just about weight loss, although sure, seeing a smaller number on the scale is great. But it's more than just seeing a smaller number. It's knowing that your blood, your test results from the lab, and your heart as a whole, that, you know, it's a healthy machine. Mm. It's ticking away and doing what it's supposed to do in the best way it can. Mm. All right. So far, that's just 2 of the benefits. And so far, it sounds good. It helps you improve. And it gives you a healthier body, regardless of the level of fitness you have, all right? Okay, but there are 5 more, as we said, and we're going to cover points 3, 4, and 5. Now, if you have a copy of Advance Magazine with you, we're on page 39, and points 3, 4, 5 basically are the first half of the first column. And Josh is going to help us with today's reading. Thank you so much, Josh. And please follow along.
Three, you'll get more bang for your buck. Are you paying for a pricey gym membership? Membership prices at hit specialty gyms might give you sticker shock, but their experts can give you the specialized hit instruction needed to take your workouts to the next level. 4. You can tailor your workout to your personal goals. Want to blast your glutes, tone your triceps, define your back muscles? There's a move for that. You can show your problem areas who's boss. 5. You can take HIIT home. If you're trying to save money or you're shy in a gym full of fitness buffs, you can follow along via DVD. Popular at-home programs like Insanity and P90X bring targeted workout plans and pulse-pounding workouts right into your living room. Even cheaper, attend a free trial class at a specialty HIIT gym or boot camp and try out some of the simpler, equipment-free moves at home.
Thank you, Josh. Okay, so we begin with benefit number 3. You'll get more bang for your buck. What does that mean, Amanda?
Well, that's an idiom, and it is in our vocabulary focus. It means to get better results for the amount of money or effort that you put into something. So basically, you're getting money, a good amount of money for what you're putting into it.
Okay, so a lot of people have joined gyms, and some of them, or I should say a lot of them, aren't cheap, although there are affordable rates, too. And so let's say you paid for one, and it's pricey or it's expensive. Okay, it's cost you a little more, and, okay, you're a gym member. Now, membership prices at HIIT specialty gyms, so these are gyms that specialize. They carry these programs available for the public or members, okay? They might give you sticker shock. And what's a sticker shock?
So that's when you see the price tag and you go, oh, my gosh, that is expensive. Mm-hmm. So when you see sticker shock, that's, oh, how expensive is that?
So, yes, it's not cheap. Appreciate the fact that the writer acknowledges that. We won't lie. These specialty gyms, when they offer these programs, it comes with a hefty, hefty price tag. But their experts can give you what, Amanda?
They can give you a specialized HIIT instruction or specialized HIIT instruction needed to take your workouts to the next level.
Okay, so there's a reason why these programs are expensive. You have these experts who are there to help you. Okay, in other words, you get what you pay for. Hmm. You're going to pay that much money? You know, don't worry, because there's a reason. You're going to get something that's really worth it. In other words, if you're going to shop around and you decide that I want to find a gym that's, you know, cheaper, more affordable, then you pay less, but you might not get as much, in other words. Okay? So that's something to think about. If you decide that, well, I want to try out a HIIT gym, it's a little expensive, but I sure love what I get from it. Well, then, that's worth it, I guess, if that's that's what you really want. Okay, now moving on, benefit number 4. Amanda, what is it?
You can tailor your workout to your personal goals. Now, when we tailor something, I think of a tailor, which is a person who usually makes suits or clothing specifically, uniquely for that person, for the measurement of that person. So here you can make a workout that is unique for the goals that you have.
Okay, the phrase I think of is custom design, okay, or custom made. Okay, and so sometimes we have these outstanding programs that work great for maybe 70% of the public, but then you have 30% who, just for whatever reason, they're not getting it. So they're not seeing the results. For whatever reason, they're not getting the maximum benefit like the other 70%. And so they get frustrated. But the cool thing about high-intensity interval training is it can be set up in such a way that fits your level. So you can have person A, who's a beginner and has this program set up in such a way that suits him. And then you could have someone, person B, who's been exercising for years, 20 years maybe, and his trainer gives him something that's very intense, but they're both HIIT programs. Okay. Now we see here, the first question, line 9, want to blast your glutes? That sounds a little violent.
Yeah, so I think one of the other people we're talking about that are interested in HIIT programs mm-hmm. are people that want to look good.
Yes.
So they start going to the gym and working out, but they have a reason for it. They want to look good. And so in this paragraph here, we have some almost sales pitches or this,
yes.
this language that's trying to advertise how great HIIT programs are and the different areas of your body that you can work on and tone to make look good for maybe, I don't know, a swimsuit season.
Right, or mm-hmm. you want to look good in your new pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a lot of people are troubled by the shape of their glutes. And what exactly is that part of your body?
It's actually a shortened term for gluteus maximus or minimus. Anyway, they are in your behind, at the back of your body.
Also known as the butt. Okay. But blast, again, okay, yesterday we talked about explosive. Mm. Now we're talking about blast. But here, again, we have a word that, although it sounds like it's related to dynamite and bombs and all that, nothing relating to explosion, actually. Blast means to just quickly get rid of, okay? So, again, it's not like you want to get rid of your butt or your glute, really, that muscle. You need it, otherwise you can't sit, right? But... But how can we make it smaller? Or how can we shape it in such a way that you feel more comfortable? Okay. Then we have tone your triceps. Okay, to tone. Peter?
Yeah, so we use this word tone when we're talking about muscles. And what that means is you give shape to them. And when you work out, your muscles get stronger and usually bigger. And so when we talk about tone, it just gives shape to your muscles. So if you don't have anything, you want to tone your muscles a little bit.
Right. Well, for guys, maybe bigger, but for ladies, sometimes they get scared. They don't want to appear bulky.
Mm.
So it's not, it's shape, but also not so jiggly, as we say.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want your muscles to look like tofu, you know, or jello, but you want it to be firm. Nice and hard, maybe, for some people. They prefer, you know, just they feel that it looks healthy. Now, your tricep is basically the backside of your arm, okay? And so for a lot of women, I know there's this phrase like butterfly sleeves, you know, that you feel like, or chicken wings, like whenever you move your arm, like maybe you're hailing a taxi or waving at someone, you feel like your arm just kind of jiggles along because, or flapping in the wind because it's not toned. And people get all embarrassed by it, and so they want to tone it so it's not so jiggly, right? Then we have define your back muscles, and that's kind of like toning again. Mm. That means it gives shape, and so sometimes we would use the word sculpted. You know, you want to make your back muscles look like that ideal shape, like you are a Greek statue or something. And people care about the back, too. It's not just about the front, okay? And all this is to say there's a move for that. And with high-intensity interval training, again, it involves all kinds of little exercises done in spurts, and they're short, but they're very powerful, and you can work all these different parts. And you can show your problem area who's boss, okay? To show somebody or something who's boss, what does that mean?
Again, that is an idiom in our vocabulary focus, and it means to show them who has the power or the authority. So in this sentence, it's personalizing your problem into a person and saying, hey, you can have authority over the problem or power over the problem that you're having.
Right. Now, I'd like to mention quickly that we have to be careful when it comes to targeting these so-called problem areas. There are these different exercises you can do to strengthen, to work these muscles, but you can't just do them in an isolated way. In other words, let's say you want a different shape for your butt. You can't just keep doing the exercises and think that that's all you need to do. You still need to consider other things like get rid of the fat that's covering the outside of your muscle. And so that's why cardio, aerobic exercises are important. Mm-hmm. So be very careful whenever you hear about, oh, try this move, it will totally get rid of your whatever problem. Yes, but you also need to do it with something else as well. Okay. Well, quickly, let's move on. Point number five, or benefit number five, Peter.
You can take HIIT home.
All right. You can take HIIT home. Okay. And what does it start out with?
So this is talking about if you're trying to save money or you're shy in a gym full of fitness buffs, you can take this high-intensity workout home.
Okay. All right. That's another issue. Some people would love to be able to get involved in some kind of program, but it sure is scary walking into a gym because you have all these people who look like they know what they're doing, and you're the novice, you're the beginner, and you feel so stupid because you don't know what you're doing. All right, and then there's also the issue of money. Earlier, we were talking about benefit number three. Money could be a problem. Money could be an issue. Don't worry. If money really is an issue, you can get HIIT in other ways. Okay? All right. Now, you don't have to deal with fitness buffs. And a fitness buff is
somebody that knows a lot or is very interested in a certain topic. And so if you go into the gym, you know, those people there usually have an interest in fitness and exercise and know a lot about it. And that can be intimidating if you're new.
Right. So buff could be used to describe anybody who is an expert or totally passionate or interested in something. You have history buffs, for example. Those are people who love history. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have programs such as Insanity and P90X, and these are programs that you can get and do it in the privacy and comfort of your home. Nobody's watching. All right. And these programs are well-designed, and I've heard friends rave and also cry because they are intense, but they work. Okay. And those are some options. You can also attend a free trial class. Free trial class, what does that mean?
So a lot of gyms or any kind of workout program usually offers a free trial. So mm-hmm. that means you can try it out mm-hmm. just for free. You can come once or twice. Usually it's a promotion. And so you can just see what the class is like. And mm-hmm. so this is saying, well, hey, maybe just go try it out for free.
That's right. Give it a try. Okay. And the specialty HIIT gym or boot camp, they, you know, for promotional reasons, because they know sometimes some people, they may not be interested, but once they try it, they get it, they realize just how good it is, and then they're willing to pull out their wallet and, you know, pay for it. So all it takes is a free sample, so to speak. And, yeah, that's another way to do it. I would also suggest another way that's totally free is YouTube. You can get a lot of these programs on YouTube. Just, you know, type in HIIT and you get all kinds. And it will also let you know for how long. Some are very short, 15 minutes. Some over half an hour. So pick out the ones that work for you time-wise and give it a try. Okay. All right. Well, we have two more benefits to cover. And so, Josh, please help us out with the last three. And again, we're at the bottom of the first column on page 39.
6. You can challenge yourself. High-intensity interval training is for people with a solid fitness foundation, and that means it's going to be some tough stuff. But just because you're a distance runner or a lifelong swimmer, doesn't mean you can jump right into the advanced class. When beginning the program, the intervals should be relatively short and gradually become more intense over time, Sutton says. 7. You earn those rest days. Tired of feeling guilty when you just can't fit the gym in? With HIIT, your body needs some time to rest up. While you're icing sore muscles or getting that deep tissue massage, you can remember that taking care of yourself is the reason you're getting fit in the first place, and that high-intensity workouts have that name for a reason.
Thank you, Josh, with the reading. Friends, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Advanced Studio Classroom. We're going over our fitness article for the month, day two. My name is Liz, and I'm in the studio with Amanda and Peter, and we've been talking about the seven benefits of high-intensity interval training, okay, HIIT. And today we're covering benefits 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, okay. Now, Josh just finished reading benefits 6 and 7. So number 6, you can challenge yourself. All right, let's find out a little bit more. How does the paragraph open?
It says, high-intensity interval training is for people with a solid fitness foundation.
Okay, in other words, it's really good for people who have some kind of experience. They've been working out for a very long time. This is not to say that if you've never worked out that you shouldn't do it. Actually, I know for beginners, if they have a personal trainer to watch them and help them out, sometimes that's what they end up getting from the trainer, is their very own personalized HIIT program. Okay, but this kind of training is really good for someone with experience. Okay, and why is that? Because it's got some tough stuff, okay? You will be challenged. However, Peter, it goes on to say,
just because you're a long-distance runner or a lifetime swimmer, you can't just jump into an advanced class of this type of program.
That's right. So maybe you have been swimming all your life or you've been running all your life. All of a sudden, you have this chance to join a HIIT program. A class is offered, and you think, no problem, I exercise all the time, I'm going to just, you know, join. Well, what happens, Amanda?
Well, I think you need to be careful because they use explosive movement. Mm-hmm. And so when you're beginning the program, we see here the interval should be relatively short, mm-hmm. and gradually become more intense over time. And when we say relatively, compared to other things.
Right. I know for myself that I could see myself, you know, progressing. Maybe I could start only doing 8. And then now I can do 15, but that's over a course of 4 years. So, all right. Well, then we have moving on to number 7, benefit number 7. What is it, Peter?
You earn those rest days. Okay. And so what's that talking about? Well, when you work out, you do these high-intensity workouts, you are ready for your rest. And so you really do work hard so that you can rest and your body can heal from what you've done. Mm. And we'll learn a little bit more about that in this section.
You need rest days. You don't just work out every day, 7 days a week. Tired of feeling guilty when you just can't fit the gym in? Okay, a lot of people actually do feel guilty. Mm. You know, most people would find excuses not to go to the gym. But then you have those who are the opposite. They feel bad because they can't go. Okay. Well, with HIIT, you actually do need to rest. And we see line 6, while you're icing sore muscles or getting that deep tissue massage, you can remember that taking care of yourself is the reason you're getting fit in the first place. So the rest is for a reason, mm-hmm. so that your next training, you'll be ready for it. Otherwise, all that wear and tear, you're actually ruining your body, messing things up.
Yeah, you're going to injure yourself.
Totally. And so some people actually call these rest days active rest. Hmm. You are proactive. It's done on purpose. And it doesn't mean I will just be a couch potato for today. No. Actually, there are other things you can be doing, maybe more stretching. Hmm. Or as we've just read there, that deep tissue massage. Now, that sounds appealing, doesn't it?
Very.
Very. All right. So the point is you rest because it's part of the program. And so isn't that good that you actually are allowed to rest and that you should be resting? Mm-hmm. So what's there not to love about this high-intensity interval training?
That's right. It's really flexible. Different mm-hmm. people can do different types of workouts. And maybe that's why it's really catching on. And you can either go to a gym or even take some videos, you know, pay for some DVDs, which mm-hmm. is a cheaper option.
Yes.
And you can go home and work out and maybe have a couple friends to hold each other accountable.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So there's different ways to do this. And so that's why it's really catching on.
I'm glad you mentioned getting friends involved because it is intense and there are different degrees, different levels of intensity. But the point is you're challenging your own body. And sometimes when things are uncomfortable, willpower, that's a tough one because you may not have the willpower to finish it. But if you have friends with you and everybody shares the same goal, we're going to get this done. We're committed. We promise each other no one's going to back out. The likelihood of you finishing the whole thing is much higher than, say, trying to do it all by yourself in your living room because after maybe the first 10 minutes, you might just give up. So it's good to get friends involved. What do you think, Amanda?
Yeah, I've been doing this a little bit recently, and I think it's great because you can do it at different levels.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose your time. It is done in a short amount of time, but you will find you need to work on your breathing.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that, breathing. Yes, you do need to focus on your breathing. And it's not that hard, and it doesn't have to be fancy, and you don't need fancy equipment either.
No.
It can be something as simple as going around the track where you do a few minutes of running, and then you do a few minutes of walking, and then you do a few minutes of running, and then walking, and alternating back and forth, back and forth. And that kind of a stimulation in your body is what's giving you that kind of a challenge.
Mm.
And you will find your body is actually being able to improve because of all this kind of training. So give it a try, friends. If you're not into exercise, I hope you consider making some choices that are good for your body because we only have one body and it's our responsibility to take care of it. And HIIT program is an option for you to consider. And that concludes our fitness article for the month. Thank you so much for joining. My name is Liz and
Amanda
and Peter.
And we're here to say goodbye.
Goodbye.